There you go. It's 8:14. Jason Bieske joins us this morning. Now, Mayor, you know, we know where the mayor from the other city is going to be, and all these festivities going on in College Station for the big Implodapalooza tomorrow. So where are you going to be?
Well, Scott, I'm a little worried about that now. I was listening earlier when Mr. Jay Sokol was on the air talking about the timetable and the time schedule. But the Bryan City Council, along with certain media, hosted by Jess Fields of College Station, has got a 6:25 to 6:35 tour of the Plaza Hotel. So that the mayor couldn't be there and sent Jess, I'm a little suspicious.
Oh, wow.
So I'm going to forewarn our council not to attend.
Yeah,
now that they said at 6:30 is the impact time.
Yeah, that could change the face of government, couldn't it?
So I was a little worried about it, but, you know, it's been an ongoing negotiation. This is a serious matter.
Yeah.
And I'm disappointed that they're now going to blow the dust towards the north. It was supposed to go east-west and not north or south. So we're going to have one more negotiation here with the city of College Station on which way the wind's going to blow on Thursday.
I thought maybe y'all could just get some big old fans and just put them down there and just, you know, blow it back to the south if that's what you need to do. Because,
it sounded like Jay Sokol said there was enough hot air in Bryan to blow it back.
Whoa!
So we're gonna have to talk about that too.
Yeah, a smackdown. Well, here's the other thing: is obviously it would appear to me that you have a kettle corn funnel cake opportunity here. I mean, if y'all go ahead and just sell concessions right there, just over the line there in Bryan, happen to know of a toy store that's right near that line, and go
listen to you.
Scott, we've been working on that, but I'm having a hard time with the permitting process in Bryan. So
he doesn't know anybody there. He can't get anything done.
I can't get that done in time, but you're right. Just have to eat it real quick before the 6:30 implosion if it's going to settle back. But Mayor Barry did promise me that she would come into Bryan and help, you know, clean up all the businesses and residents that are affected by it. But will be an exciting day.
She'll have a bandana tied around her hair. She'll be doing that for you.
It will be an exciting day in both Bryan and College Station. So we'll figure it out somewhere where we'll be hiding out.
I understand that. Hey, one of the stories that we were talking about this week at City Council, y'all are continuing to talk about the ethics legislation. And, of course, it comes from a whole lot of different directions, I know. But one of the things, and we had the comments from two city council members I want to play, that had to do with the makeup of advisory councils. And in districts 1 and 2, there are only 9% of the boards that 9% of the people from those two districts are on any boards. These are the comments of Chuck Conderlin and Councilman Sutherland.
It sounds good. It feels good. I don't see how you can practice it.
I think we have a duty as leaders to develop people to come into these boards and teach them what they need to do, because that just doesn't happen automatically. I think that's one of our responsibilities.
Your thoughts?
Well, I think we've done a very good job in the past few years since I've been mayor and since I've been on the council to appoint more people from single member districts 1 and 2. You know, I think the percentages were thrown out that we had around 7% of all the applicants came from single member districts 1 and 2. True, most do come from single-member districts 3 and 4, which is the central part of Bryan and the east part of Bryan. But you're looking at the voting numbers. You've got 3,000, 4,000 people voting in that area versus 150 to 200-300 in some of the other areas. You will have more applicants. So you've got a engaged citizenry and on the east side and the central part. You've got a lot of retirees that want to serve. You know, I think the council's responsibility is to find qualified folks that want to serve. I don't care where they reside, if they're on the east, west, north, central, south sides of Bryan, if they're interested in serving and they're, you know, they have something to offer. I think we'll definitely look at those applications and appoint those people. Sometimes we've had committee assignments where we didn't have applicants from single member district 1 or 2, but again, it's something we've been talking about, and again, we want to be fair to all citizens. We want to give everyone a shot, but we do have an abundant number of applications that come in from single member districts 3 and 4, and then 5 would be number 3 in line.
It's maybe a timeless question, but that is, why is there not engagement in those areas? And secondly, how do you get people to feel engaged? I mean, quite honestly, I'm sure there are people who go, I don't vote. It's not going to make any difference anyway. So how do you, as a leader of a governmental entity, try to make those people feel engaged and then get engaged?
Well, the city council members come in contact with citizens on a day-by-day basis. I think it's our duties to go out and talk to people if they're interested in city government, if they're a part of our leadership classes, our Bryan Police Academies, our Firefighter Academies, to encourage those folks to participate in city government. I usually make the graduation ceremonies for those entities, and we'll encourage our leaders and future leaders to look at serving in these capacities and potentially running for elected office at the city level.
Mayor Jason Bieske from Bryan joining us. Address, if you will, from the Bryan standpoint. College Station is looking at raising the deposit for utilities, new customers, because obviously they're losing some money on people who leave town without paying their bills. Bryan statistically doesn't have the same student makeup, and that may be, I'm not going to hang it all on the students because they're people who are in arrears in any situation, but where's Bryan on this? Have y'all had any discussions with BTU as to possibly an increase as far as initial deposits for new customers?
We haven't talked about it recently. It has been a discussion in the past. I don't think we have near the numbers that College Station's got in delinquencies there, and I think a lot of that might be attributed to the student population. But you know, if you're putting up $100, $150, and then it's several months before they can turn your utilities off, you're, you know, several months behind on the deal. So if it's an issue in Bryan, BTU will come to us and talk to us about possibly increasing those deposits to cover some of those losses. But we do write off some losses, and that's something that I've always been real concerned about in the past, whether it's ambulance services or utility bills, you know, trying to capture those, because in the end it's the ratepayers and the taxpayers that pay for it. So we've gotten tougher on collections, and this is something that we'll continue to discuss. And Bryan, if we need to increase those deposits, and again, if it's the citizens that they're in a property, they've been a good customer, and they move to another property in that community, then they typically won't be affected by it. It's usually the new members of the community or the transient members, the students that are here and moving into the community, that it may affect more.
Last time we talked to you, I think you were in D.C., but and we didn't have necessarily fresh numbers, but I'd like to get your thoughts right now. We've gotten some property evaluations, some preliminary numbers. You've kind of got an idea of what your property tax revenue is going to be. So what are your thoughts as far as that goes in the budgeting process?
Well, I think it's going to be another tight year, Scott. Our staff has done a great job in the past year in cutting expenses and living, you know, really tight on that city budget. Again, this year is not going to be any different than previous years. We are starting to see a turnaround in sales tax revenue. I think in the real estate business, we're starting to see a turnaround in the real estate market. I think properties are now starting to turn a lot faster than they have in the previous 2011 year. But again, it'll be a tight year. We're going to have to, again, you know, tighten that belt a little bit more and keep on it. And even if it's a good year, Scott, if the tax valuations are up at an all-time high and the sales tax revenues are coming in, it doesn't mean that the city council can just spend and spend and spend. We still need to manage those dollars and cut those expenses as best we can in good years and in bad.
Keene Register's back on the job. Everything pretty well, all things considered, going okay there?
Keene's healed up, and he's getting back to normal there. He's in the process of evaluating the circumstances over the past 30 days and you know, deciding what we'll do with you know, the hierarchy and the triangle there at BTU and the city of Bryan. We have done some consolidation, so we're trying to, again, make it a better city and provide better services at reduced cost. So that's something that the council and Keene will be in discussion in the next few months.
Okay. Anything else on your radar screen this morning?
We're getting into the summer months, Scott, and just want to wish everyone a safe and happy summer vacation and safe travels if they leave Bryan College Station. If you decide not to leave Bryan College Station, we'd like you to stay here and spend your dollars here. We've got plenty of activities going on throughout Bryan and College Station for the kiddos. So go on to our City of Bryan website, citybryan.gov, and look at all the different opportunities and summer camps and available for our students and the kids and the families this summer to participate in.
Very good. Thanks for the time.
All right, Scott, we'll see you. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Mighty good. That's Jason Bieske. He's the mayor of Bryan. Visits the mayor's on alternate Wednesdays. It's brought to you by Mar Eye Center. Have cataract or need vision correction, then call 776-7564.